The exhibit will feature 20 visual artists, musicians, and writers from the Pinoki Hills region, giving snapshots of its mining history and its present rolling forests and streams. Exhibit coordinator Terry Dalton hopes it'll allow people to come up with their own conclusions about the future of the Pinokis.
This exhibit has turned out to be more than just a pro or anti-mining. In a way, it's more about the resources of the Pinoki Hills. So we wanted people to maybe take a step back and give them an alternative view that would maybe be a little less scary, a little less divisive.
Dalton hopes it will tease all the senses. Andy Noyes of Barksdale teamed up with Red Cliff Tribal Elder Frank Montano to make music about the Pinokis.
So you can close your eyes and just kind of go to a kind of a composite time and place in the Pinokis with nature interaction. And just kind of get lost for a couple minutes in that offering, much as you would look at a painting.
Noyes and Montano's part of the exhibit will be a sound collage of water and nature so people can get a feel of the Pinokis as they are now. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.